House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said today that President Trump's family and his aides should stage an intervention for the good of the country. She said he is crying out to be impeached after she says he stormed out of an infrastructure meeting yesterday and then promised not to work with Democrats as long as they continue to investigate him. Here's Pelosi at the press conference earlier today.
The president has a bag of tricks, and the White House has a bag of tricks that they save for certain occasions. They don't necessarily apply to the occasion, but they're a distraction, which is his master of distraction. We will all agree on that.
Joining us now is Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Jeremy.
So this press conference today from Pelosi was unusually long, first of all, but what else did she say?
She said that the president needed to get back to being focused on his job, and that would include, on the one hand, responding to the congressional investigations that are going forward and that two courts now have said should go forward are within their rights and should be shown the documents they're trying to get from an accounting firm on one hand and from a bank in Germany, on the other hand, about the president's tax and business background. And on the other hand, the president should be willing to go ahead and work with Congress, negotiate with Congress, talk to both parties in both the House and Senate about moving legislation that both he and the Congress want. And that would include infrastructure and disaster relief, prescription drug prices, trade deals, and all the usual budget and spending bills.
But he says that he doesn't want to do that while these investigations are going on. Here's how the White House is responding to what happened yesterday and what Pelosi is calling a tantrum by the president and the Democrats' response to it. This is advisor Kellyanne Conway on Fox News this morning.
Their two-track strategy is nonsense. They can choose whether they want to investigate or legislate and what's more important to them. I know, we all know Speaker Pelosi is under enormous pressure from some folks in the rank and file who are demanding that she get the caucus together and start impeachment proceedings.
It seems like the White House is goading the Democrats to go forward with impeachment, and Pelosi has been hesitant to do that. How is that disagreement inside the Democratic Party at this point?
There's a lot of reason to believe that Pelosi's motivation here is, at least in part, to keep control of her caucus. There are firebrands who want to begin the impeachment proceedings yesterday. Mm-hmm. And there are more moderate members who would like to keep the impeachment process at arm's length, perhaps keep it in the future as a prospect, pursuing the various investigations that we mentioned earlier that are already underway, but doing it without using the I word.
We've talked about the fact that an impeachment inquiry could make it easier for Democrats to get their hands on some of the documents that they've been asking for and haven't been able to get. But these two federal judges ruled against the president this week and said that congressional Democrats should have access to the president's financial records. Is that going to change anything in terms of what the Democrats do now?
I think it's already changed with the attitude of a lot of the Democrats, and it's absolutely added to Nancy Pelosi's resolve to go the route that she's going at the pace mm-hmm. that she is going on that route. It adds weight when these judges stand up for the legitimacy of Congress's inquiries here. And if they are supported on appeal, that's a big if, they're both already being appealed by the White House, and they might very well reach the Supreme Court. But if they do prevail, they raise the prospect that after many years of resisting this, the president is going to have to hand over to Congress some of his tax and business records. And that's the one thing that seems to have bothered the president more than anything else, back to the start of Robert Mueller's investigation mm-hmm. into the 2016 campaign and in all of these other congressional inquiries.
I want to ask you about one more thing, Ron, which is a moment that happened on Capitol Hill yesterday. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin was pressed about when the $20 bill is going to change to have Harriet Tubman on it instead of Andrew Jackson. That was supposed to happen next year, 2020, and Mnuchin indicated it won't happen until after President Trump is out of office. Why?
Out of office, even if he should win a second
right.
term, Jeremy. So they're putting it way down the line. And Mnuchin said that there were design issues. There were a variety of reasons why they couldn't make the change right away. Maybe they could do some of the other dollar denominations, but not the 20. And in that particular case, he said there was going to need to be quite a bit more time and design work done. Now, let us put alongside that the realization that President Trump has not been a fan of the switch from Andrew Jackson to Harriet Tubman, from President Jackson, who was also a slave owner and someone with an extraordinary record of persecuting Native Americans, mm-hmm. to a person who is known as an abolitionist. And we do know that Andrew Jackson's portrait hangs on the wall by the president's desk in the Oval Office.
Right. And also kind of hard to believe that the United States government would be unable to make the sort of security changes to dollar bills and change the face on one of them at the same time. And it would take so many years. But we'll watch this play out. It's going to be interesting. Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.